It is Racing HQ broadcasting this morning from the Werribee Racecourse on the outskirts of Melbourne. And great to have TJ Comerford here from the stables of Aidan O'Brien. TJ, thank you for coming and making the trek up the grandstand and wandering over the top. Did you think, where in the hell are you taking me, Leo Schlink?
Yes, it's pretty high up already, isn't it? Great view.
It's a great view. This is where the race callers call the races from when we race here at Werribee. So they're up high and can see everything. I was up here this morning when Sir Isaac Newton just bowled around. There seems to be a really good, confident push in the last few days with him.
Yeah, he seems very good. You know, he's taking it all well, and he goes around here very, very easy. And you know, everything we do with him, he's doing it on the bridle, but he's doing it well on the bridle. You know, he's strong on the bridle. What he's doing, like I think you'd see horses that might struggle to do what he's doing. You'd have to make them do it, but he wants to get on with it, and he does it well.
Watching him this morning, and I know yesterday morning it was a slightly stronger than this morning. Have I got that right? I wasn't here yesterday, but
I'd say it was slightly stronger than Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And I'd say yesterday morning he finished a lot stronger, maybe the last furlong and a half.
Right.
It was pretty similar, but we're just keeping him going the same, what he's doing for the last few days, last 3 days, pretty much around the same. But as you say, just gradually, maybe Thursday was a bit quicker, then Friday, you know, is just a little bit less, but maybe the same as Wednesday, trying to keep it the
same. He seems to be a horse, though, that is just, you've got him in the right spot on race eve, are we overselling that? Tell us what you're thinking about Sir Isaac Newton on race eve.
I'd be very happy with him. I'm very, very happy where he is at the moment. He's done well since he's come here. He's travelled over very well. You know, he's not hard on himself. You know, he's eating up, he's drinking. I mean, he's as good a form as you could have him in. I don't know, has he improved? I'm not saying he hasn't, but he could have. Yeah, I'd be very, very pleased with him. On race day, you probably need a bit of luck in running, and you need things to go right, to probably go quick, and where we're going to slot in or where we're going to end up, who knows, you know. But I'd be disappointed if he wasn't there in the finish, you know.
He's got form around a horse that you know so well, Highland Reel. I mean, is he... Do you place him a little bit under Highland Reel? Because we know that horse, obviously, here. He ran well in a Cox Plate 12 months ago.
Yeah, we actually fancied Highland Reel last year, but obviously we know more now what he ran into on the day.
Yep.
And obviously the first three home broke the track record. He's 4.5 lengths behind Highland Reel in the King George.
Yep.
And you could say, well, he must have ran well, and that's about it, you know. But he then backed it up into Judmont, and he's 4.5 lengths behind Postponed when Highland Reel finished second to Postponed. So, you know, and that was over a mile and a quarter. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's after doing it twice. So his last run probably on paper didn't look as good, but there was probably ground conditions and the way the race was run, it was slow. They jumped off quick and then went slow. Probably didn't suit. I think here
it's super. So he likes genuine, like, good tempo all the way?
Good tempo all the way, yeah, and it gives him a chance to settle into it and that. You know what I mean? You don't want... But, you know, he's at the moment, anyway, you'd like to think that he's in a good place, you know?
Barrier 9, you've spoken about tempo there and the start sort of three quarters down the straight. You probably looked at Caulfield Cups, and certainly Aidan O'Brien would have, but it's hustle and bustle to the first turn, and then sometimes they do slacken off down the side.
Yeah, but you know what? I actually think you're better off being drawn out than in. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to be drawn too wide, but I actually think we're perfect because it's the first time coming here. If we're drawn on the inside and we miss the break, we're stuck in there. We have no options. And then we have everything coming in on top of you. While you're drawn out, you can make the best of your way from that draw, and you have more options open to you. If you're drawn wide, obviously, if you're slow away, you just have to drop in. If you're quick away, you can get a little bit forward. You won't get that forward, but you could get dragged into it. But I honestly think that where we're drawn is probably the best place. I was saying to Aidan that if we could get drawn, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, you're fine around there, you know. But I actually think where we are is grand. I have no problem with the draw.
Sounds like the horse is there. You've just got to get the right run. You've got no excuses. You stand here after You've left him over in the quarantine barn. You've left him in good nick for tomorrow.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah, he's a good order. Good order. And he looks well, and he is well, you know.
You like travelling with all the horses?
Ah, yeah, sure. Look, it's grand. Sure, it's grand to see a bit of the world. And I've been here 3 times now. And we were here with Adelaide a few years ago. That went well, and we were drawn out in the car park for that, but we still won, and it was grand, you know.
Well, every time he comes, there's normally a story around Aidan O'Brien, so we're looking forward to seeing him. I know why you're here this morning.
Yeah.
The leak was about the chocolates, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's only sweets.
I look at you and think, no, you're not a chocolate eater, but I reckon deep down you are.
Oh, no, I'd say there's no deep down about it.
So you're eyeing the Maltesers,
aren't
you?
Yeah, the Maltesers,
But I'll give you a box of Celebrations, and I'll give you another box of Maltesers. The sad news is for me is that everyone's turned up and there's none left, so I've got nothing.
You're all right. You'll
I've
be grand.
I've got nothing.
A few apples.
Mate, I appreciate you coming up and talking to us.
No
it
problem.
Sounds like the horse is prime, ready to go. I hope he runs really... And I should mention, I got asked this yesterday on social media, it's either backing up in the Cox Plate or the McKinnon. They're the two other options that Aidan would look at after tomorrow.
Yeah, they're the options. It wouldn't be a surprise if he ran next week in the Cox Plate, but hopefully things will go a bit well tomorrow, you know, and it gives a bit more options, you know.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I hope it's a good day for you.
Thanks very much.
Is TJ stand for anything?
Thomas Joseph.
Thomas Joseph.
Yeah.
Come off it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not going to try an Irish accent because you're too good for me on that.
No, not at all.
Hey, TJ, thanks for
joining
us. No
problem.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
TJ Comerford joining us from the Aidan O'Brien stable talking about Sir Isaac Newton. We'll come back with more in a moment.